This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Samsa Jahan. I'm working as a lecturer in International Open University. I'll say today's webinar is more of a small workshop rather than a webinar. And the topic of discussion is taking your business online and focusing on surviving in the change ecosystem. Let's get started. I'll start with business model canvas. As we're talking about taking your business online, I hold that you don't have a product ready or any service ready. So this tool will be useful for you. What is business model canvas? It's a very simple way of mapping out an idea to understand it in a better way, to test it and to improve it. This tool includes 9 boxes in one page, and it shows how all the parts of the business working together for success. Who can use it? From large organization to NGO, even from personal branding, you can utilize it. And how to fill it? You can get the details in this link I shared in the slide, but I'll show you a sample. This is a sample canvas. So here you put your key partners, key activities, your proposed key resources, your value propositions, customer relationships, channels you want to use, customer segment you are targeting, your cost structure, and your revenue streams. So it will show how all of these parties working together for your business success. Next step is testing your product or idea. Get validation from the experts, from experts of your target market, and if there is scope to improve it, then you do it. For say, still you don't have any product in your mind or any service in your mind, we can figure your big idea by 3-step processes. The first step is to find out your core strength. Or this is about your internal aspect. How to do that? You can list down by asking few questions to yourself. First one, ask yourself, what do you love doing? Answer can be cooking, gardening, graphic designing. You can list those down. Next, you ask yourself if your friends or family or anyone ask you for any advice, what would they ask? What question do you get from them? What type of advice people take from you? It can be cooking tips, traveling tips, anything. Next question you ask yourself, what are you naturally good at? You can be good at writing or networking, new business ideas, strategic planning, convincing people. Next, you can ask yourself what unique experience you have which can help people. For say someone change their career from one extreme to another extreme, so that person can help people with their unique journey. Everyone has unique journey which can be helpful for others. Find out that. Next question you ask yourself, what I am knowledgeable about? This might not be your interest area, but it can be your strength. If there is one or two, you can add those in your list as well. We hold that nothing is coming to your head still. If nothing of these applicable, put your passion in the list, whatever excites you. So now, Can you see a pattern in this list? Anything coming repeatedly? Can you cluster them? Then what is it? Then comes the next step. Consider your inner ideas and match with what market wants. It can be anything. It can be related to health. It can be related to entertainment. It can be something related to technology or personal development. Here I list down some of the biggest revenue drivers in the market. So you can match with your strength or your inner aspect with these revenue drivers of current market. Next question comes then, okay, I matched, but what do I sell online? What is my product? How I'm going to sell online? If you don't have a product, ask yourself, how can I enhance people's lives? You can find one or two things and you can work on that. Here I would like to mention about e-commerce platform. If you have a tangible product, you can sell it to any place, any country, any region using their e-commerce platform. And this is a whole related topics which can be discussed here, but it's not possible to discuss everything in a short webinar. Now we have related courses in IOU in our business administration department. Okay, now for say your product is not something tangible, which can be sold in an e-commerce platform available in your country or wherever you are staying. You are trying to provide a service or an information product, then you have to go through the next step, which is sales funnels. And how does it look like? It will start with your, the first layer will start with your blog or websites, templates. Next layer will include ebooks or member only content. Next one, online workshop. And the last one is you working as a coach. First layer will be free and people can then can help themselves. They can read it by themselves and it will be free. Next one, for ebook or member only content, you can charge a bit of money and that can be your source of revenue. And online workshop, you can increase your charge. And when you're working as a coach, you can increase it more. Here I like to mention you can go to ehow.com. If you're still looking for ideas, not sure about your product, you can go there and see there are so many ideas about different products or services. You can go there and be sure about your product, what you want to sell, what service you want to provide. Okay, now you have your big why. You already figured out your sales funnels. Then comes promotion. The promotion is a full sub course we teach in IOU in business administration department. It's not possible to give the whole course here. But I can say that if you know all the options available, there are so many ways to promote, so many ways to market your product or service. If you know them all, you know all the channels, how to do it, then you can choose by yourself depending on your situation, depending on your need or depending on your environment. I can talk about the difference between marketing and public relation here a bit. Marketing is short term. It will influence people, increase your sales, get new customers, while public relation is long term. It will build brand image. It is two-way conversation, communication. And it is for long-term relationship. You can know more about these differences and ways in our marketing courses. But here I share some tips in short. So you have your product. You already know which things you'll give free and which things you'll charge people. Now you have to promote it. You have to be clear about your brand story. You're using digital platform, so you should have, you should be dedicated writer or storyteller. You should have a clear brand story to grab your audience. And you have to be sure about your audience. Who are your, who are the people you are targeting? Because if you target young audience, young people, you cannot use channel like television. Because if you see, television is watched by matured people nowadays. Even in social, if for say you are picking young generation and you're using social media, you will see not all the young people using Facebook. Some of them are into Instagram and some of them into YouTube. So you have to decide which channel to pick depending on your product and depending on your customer. Here comes influencer strategy. When you are locked down, you'll see everyone is trying to sell something. Everyone is trying to influence people. These days, influencer strategy working like nothing else. So you have to know more about influencer strategy. Then I'll say you should have own platform, like own blog, when own website, which will work as your home. Everything should redirect to your central platform. Otherwise, everything will be scattered. And from your own platform, you can get email list. You can get subscribers who will subscribe to your offer, your newsletter, or your deal. And why email? Because email, it say that email is 40 times more effective than other ways. The reach is near to 80%. So if you send email to 100 people, around 80 people will open the email. So the reach is very high. You can get email list from there. Here I'll talk a bit about search engine optimization. Not everyone will go to your website or blog directly. They'll search about the product or service. So your website or your blog should come in the result of those searches. So for that, you have to make your platform search engine optimized. You have to know about it. Then comes affiliate marketing. For say you have a travel blog, so you are talking about some trip. There you can affiliate with service provider like booking.com or agoda.com, who are giving booking services to hotel and transportations. So you can affiliate with them and you can have a backlink so that your readers or your viewers can click there and go to booking.com or agoda.com and book their trip or hotel. And from there, you can earn revenue from affiliate marketing. So this will be another source of income. This brings us to the end of the session. I already said that it is not possible to share everything about it, but I try to give a summary. I talked about how to, if you're not sure about your product, how you can start, how can you ask yourself questions and get an idea about your product or service you want to work on, then which layer of your product or service should be charged, which you can give it for free, and then how to promote it. I share some tips about promotion. If you have any question related to IUU or our department or today's session, you can ask now.